Hi, this is Jesse Liberty from Microsoft. Today we're going to be talking about updating screen tiles in Windows Phone codename Mango. Here's the working application on the left. We see the server application on the right. We see the client. The client has its tile pinned to the start menu. In the server, we're going to put in a new title, a new count to show in the tile, and a new background image. We also put in the URI, and we'll explain that as we go, but when we click Send Tile, notice the client is updated, and that's through the Microsoft Notification Service. That's what that URI was for. Let's take a look at how this is built. We begin by bringing up Visual Studio and creating a new Windows Phone application. Let's call that Tile Notification Client, and we will say that we want to build this for Windows Phone 7.1, that is codename Mango. I'm working in the beta for this video. You're certainly free to set the application name and title or have any presentation you like. We're going to focus on the logic, so let's go to mainpage.xaml.cs. We begin by creating an HTTP notification channel, and for that we need to add the using statement Microsoft Phone Notifications. We're going to call our notification channel Push Channel. We'll be using that throughout. And let's create a channel name, which we will call Title Sample Channel. The first in our series of steps is to try to find the Push Channel if it already exists. So let's branch our logic on whether or not what we get back is null. First thing that we have to do is to register for the change in error notifications. To do that, we're going to need to initialize push channel. Next, we want to initialize the event handler for when the channel is updated. And we also want to initialize an event handler for handling errors. Next, we open the channel. And finally, and very important, we call bind to shell tile. You'll see in subsequent videos that we can also bind to other forms of notification. If the push channel is not null, then it is already in existence, and all we need to do is manage the update and error conditions, and also we want to publish to our systems diagnostics debug window, that is to say to the output window, the information that we will need on the server, which is the channel URI. We'll also put that channel URI into a message box to display it from within the application. That's it for our client, other than handling the errors and the update to the URI. For the update to the URI, we're going to once again display the URI channel both in the output window and in the message box. And this is the path that we typically will be taking, that is through the if rather than the else, where we open the channel, bind to the channel, and when we get the URI updated, we display it. Let's run that. Our output window is open, so when that channel is updated, we should see the URI displayed. There it is, both in the output window and in the message box. We can leave that just as it is in place and open up a new instance of Visual Studio to create the server. What we want is an empty ASP.NET application. Let's name that Tile Notification Server. Let's add a new item to that, which will be a standard web form page, and we'll call that page Send Tile Form. Since our focus is on Mango and not on ASP.NET, I will very quickly fill in this form. You can see we have a couple text boxes. Let's take a look at what that looks like in design view. And you can see that we have a few labels and some text boxes. Save that and let's go to the code behind for sendTileForm.aspx.cs. We're going to want an event handler for when the user clicks on the button. So let's go back to the form, double-click on the button. That'll generate the skeleton for our event handler. We'll put a try-catch block into the button event handler. And we'll put in some rudimentary exception handling, which is to say that in our response text box, we will display the exception that was raised. Our try block is where all the interesting work will get done. Let's put in an HTTP web request that will create our subscription, and then note that the method is of type post that's required. And now we can put in the message that we're going to be sending. You can see that we're assembling this message from the fields on the form. We will then get the bytes from the message and encode that into a byte array. Get the length for the notification request and the headers. And we're ready to send the request and to get the response. Once we have the response, we're going to put information about the notification and response into our text box response, and we are ready to rock and roll, ready to test our server. Let's bring that up and get it running. We want to paste that URL that would normally be sent, as I said, by a web service. We can now pin the tile to the start menu on the client. And these are separate applications. Need not even be running on the same machine. Typically, they wouldn't be running on the same machine. We can put in a new title, a new count, a new background image, send that, and we're going to get a partial success here. We do get the new title, we do get the new count. Red.jpg doesn't exist on the client, so it's picking up the color scheme, the default color scheme that is on the client. To fix this, we're going to need to give an image, red.jpg, to the client application, so that we can set that background image. To do so, bring up your image editor of choice. I'm just going to create a solid red image. The image needs to be 173 by 173 pixels. And I want to save that into the root directory for my client application. I then want to go into my client application and say add existing item. Pick up my background image, red.jpg. And I'm going to set the build action to content. And then I'll rebuild my solution. Building that image into the solution. Let's bring up the client. Once again, we want to make sure that the output window is open so I can grab that URL. Go ahead and pin the tile to the start menu. So we're pretty much back and ready to test this. Let's get the server running and paste that URL into place. Put in our new title. Put in a new count. And this time when we put in red.jpg, we know that the client has that, so we hit send tile, and there we go. It shows that new tile in red with the count and the new title. For Microsoft, this is Jesse Liberty. Thank you very much. I look forward to talking with you again very soon.